This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Food, gas, housing, everything seems to cost more now. This morning, we learned that consumer prices soared 9.1% in June compared with a year earlier. That's the biggest 12-month increase since 1981. The AP's Jennifer King on the June numbers.
That's up 1.3% from May and a bigger jump than many economists had forecast. U.S. job growth has been strong, but high prices for gas, food, and housing are outpacing incomes, putting a crunch on family budgets and hurting consumer confidence.
Consumers have started to pull back on spending. Economists are worried we may be heading into a recession. The Dow opened down hundreds of points this morning. President Biden's just arrived in Israel, explaining why he's there.
Greater peace. Greater stability, greater connection. It's critical. It's critical, if I might add, for all the people of the region.
He'll assure Israeli and Saudi Arabian officials that he's committed to preventing Iran from becoming a nuclear power. Anger in Uvalde, Texas, after surveillance video surfaces of police officers in body armor waiting in the hallway of Robb Elementary as a gunman kills 19 children and two teachers.
Gunshots ring out. Then, heavily armed police milling in the hallway, even using hand sanitizer. Finally, the classroom is breached. The gunman shot.
Unbelievable.
Video dominated talk at a city council meeting last night. Adam Martinez, whose 8-year-old son attends the school, spoke to KSAT and was critical of police.
Anybody see them do a good job? Just because they tried to go in there, was that good enough? Is that good enough for the people that were bleeding out?
I'm Julie Walker.
Sri Lanka's president fled the country this morning, but he didn't resign. Sri Lanka's been in an economic crisis. The president of Sri Lanka and his wife took off for the Maldives. This is AP News. It's a tradition, and it's back. The AP's Tim McGuire with word of the White House Congressional Picnic.
For the first time in 3 years, the White House hosts the pandemic-delayed Congressional Picnic. Hundreds of House members, senators, their families, staffers, and White House aides chow down on fried chicken, Philly cheesesteak sandwiches, smoked barbecue brisket, and veggie sandwiches as President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden bring back the Congressional Picnic.
I wish we were able to do more of this so that you all got to know one another well.
The president says the gathering gives members from both parties time to get to know each other as neighbors.
Get to know each other's families. Get to know your spouses, your kids. Get to know one another in ways that are more personal.
Despite impending thunderstorms, Biden had time to mingle with the various lawmakers before heading out on his trip to the Middle East. Tim McGuire, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.